Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and our guests for this evening, the Ten Harmoniers. Spike Jones and the City Slickers dig up an old favorite in the garden of yesterday's melodies by using their gardening tools to play When My Sugar Walks Down the Street.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review from the Coliseum in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we're playing for the International Harvester Company, the company that makes tractors and bulldozers, two of the City Slickers' favorite musical instruments. We now turn to... Come in.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Well, Sir Frederick Gass, what are you looking so glum about?
Mr. Jones, what am I going to do? I ain't in love with my girl, Gladys.
I ain't? You mean I'm not in love with Gladys. He's not in love with Gladys. They're not in love with Gladys.
Gee, I sure picked a lemon, didn't I?
He's been that way ever since he was 12 and a half going on Esquire. It's my pleasure now to introduce the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Hello, everybody. Say, Spike, I just found out that Hokey Carmichael comes from Indiana.
Oh, sure, Dorothy. That's why he's so musically inclined.
Coming from Indiana, I guess he was born with a banjo on his knee.
Yep, they had to operate on him before he could get his pants on. Incidentally, I was over visiting Hoagie's family the other day. You know, they still dig their own garden?
Really? What are they planning this year?
Same as last year. Johnny Mercer records. And you know something, Dorothy? Cole Porter and Red Skelton come from Indiana, too.
Gosh, I can't understand why people want to leave. They've got the loveliest farms here. I love a farm, and someday I hope to own one.
Well, that should be easy, Dorothy. After all, what's a farm anyway? Just a cabin, a horse, and a Sears and Roebuck catalog. So you really want to settle down, huh?
Well, Spike, I guess it's every girl's ambition to have a husband and a home and children.
Yeah, but nowadays it isn't so easy to find a husband with a home and children. Take my aunt, for instance. She wanted to get married so bad she even grew her own orange blossoms.
And what happened?
Now she's got 10,000 oranges and nobody to squeeze.
Well, romance can be disappointing. Let me tell you what happened to poor old Pappy under the old apple tree. Oh, the old apple tree in the orchard lives in my memory, 'cause it reminds me of my Pappy. He was handsome, young, and happy when he planted the old apple tree. Then one day Pappy took Widder Norton out on a jamboree, and when he took her home at sunup, Brother Norton raised his gun up and he chased Pappy up in the tree. Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye to the old apple tree. If my Pappy had a noted, he'd be sorry that he growed it, 'cause he died on the old apple tree. When the neighbors came after my pappy, up in the tree was he. The neighbors took a rope and strung him by the neck, and then they hung him to a branch of the old apple tree. Now my poor pappy lies in the orchard, out of his misery. They put the apples in a basket, chopped the tree down for a casket, and my poor pappy's gone with the tree. Say goodbye, bye, bye, bye. Say goodbye to the old apple tree. Now if my pappy had a note, he'd be sorry that he growed it, 'cause he died on the old apple tree. Wasn't tried on the old apple tree, but he died on the old apple tree.
In these days when we are trying to produce billions of bushels of grain, can you imagine what the results would be without harvesting machines, the tractors and plows which come off the production lines of the International Harvester Company? Can you imagine the transport problems if we had to do without motor trucks, the building problems if we had no crawler tractors or bulldozers? We are happy tonight to be playing before the men and women of International Harvester, who are producing equipment without which progress would be impossible. To each and every one of the over 100,000 workers in the 23 United States plants, the two plants in Canada, the plants in Australia, England, France, Mexico, Germany, and Sweden, and to those International Harvester dealers who keep IHC machines performing, a salute.
Friends, the City Slickers invite you to trek along with us in our safari headed for Jungle Town. On this trip, our vocalist Paul Judson will bring a supply of ammunition and a few native girls in case we get lost. Freddie Morgan will bring a supply of food and a few native girls in case we get lost. And I'll bring a map of Arizona just to make sure we get lost. Here we go. We're off to Jungle Town.
Out into the mysterious jungle. By aid of grapevine, we had learned of a tribe of ferocious man-eating cannibals who held in their midst Pago, a beautiful white goddess. After hacking our way through the dense undergrowth for hours, we finally came into a clearing. There in the moonlight was Pago, surrounded by a group of half-crazed savages, chanting their primitive love song.
Thank you. Gosh, Spike, that was a thrilling adventure. I'd love to go on one of those expeditions.
Oh, you'd love it, Dorothy, especially at night under a starlit sky. When everyone sits around the campfire, suddenly they raise their voices in song.
Goodness, Spike, you made it sound so real I can actually hear the voices.
Well, Dorothy, those voices you hear are real. They belong to our guests for this evening, the famous Ten Harmoniers. Good evening, Rags.
How you do, Spike?
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's
certainly glad to be here on the Spotlight with you.
Well, thank you, Rags. It's our pleasure. And your being here tonight is a glowing tribute to the American ideal of free opportunity. Friends, these ten boys worked in an airplane factory. Their talents were soon recognized, and they were literally drafted into show business. Isn't that right, Rags?
That's very flattering. I can truthfully say opportunity was handed to us on a silver platter.
That's wonderful. It was handed to me on an iron washboard. But tell me, Rags, how do you go about selecting your songs, anyway?
Well, sometimes we take in an old favorite, but we're always on the lookout for songs by unknown composers, too.
Well, that's a coincidence. The Slickers and myself also like to find music by unknowns.
Just a minute, Mr. Jones. My partner here and myself have written plenty of songs.
Yeah, plenty of songs.
Now, wait a minute. I told you last week I don't want to hear any of your songs.
Are you kidding? Why, one famous producer wants to make us another Hammerstein and Rogers.
Well, what's stopping him?
Hammerstein and Rogers.
Quiet, you.
Yeah, quiet, you.
Here's one of our songs. Listen.
Don't throw stones at your mother, for that's not the right thing to do. You might hit her while she's in bed. You may hurt her or break her forehead. Don't throw stones at your mother. Throw bricks at your father instead.
Now, wait a minute, fellas, wait a minute.
Well, you don't like that? Well, we got another one. One, two, three. Oh, they stole Miss O'Hara's a diamond tiara, but she still got her boom tie. Oh, rickety-tickety.
Now, wait a minute. Will you please get out of here?
But she still got her boom tie. Boom!
Golly, they sound like a couple of fugitives from Arthur Godfrey. But I see that the Harmoniers are now assembled in front of the microphone and are ready to give out with their famous arrangement of Kentucky Babe.
On our skeeters and Muhammad Brown, the honeysuckle vine.
Sleep, Kentucky
Babe. Oh, my honey, 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 honey. Well, the Sandman and Muhammad wore this little babe of mine.
Oh,
well, silver moon and shining in the heavens up above. Papa Lincoln pining for his little lady love. Use his mighty lucky, babe of old Kentucky. Close your eyes in sleep. Fly away, hoo-ah! Fly away, Kentucky babe. Fly away to death. Fly away, hoo-ah! Lay your little curly head on your mammy's breast.
Sealy hold my little lady, for the blue blah blah blue 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 blue
blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue blue.
Oh, my daddy's in the candy with
you. You get possum for your breakfast when sleeping time is done.
Sleep,
Ducky
Babe. I shoot the possum to me, Kentucky Babe.
Oh, well, the boogeyman will get you sure unless you close your eyes. He's waiting just outside the door to take you by surprise. Best be keeping shady, little sugar baby. Close your eyes and sleep. Fly away, Kentucky babe. Fly away today. Fly away, hoorah. Lay your little curly head on your mammy's breast.
Tiggly ho, my little lady. Oh, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah.
Thank you, boys. You've certainly lived up to your advance notices. The Harmoniers will be back, but right now, here's Mike Wallace.
Like hundreds of other factories, International Harvester plants have Coca-Cola coolers installed so that employees can work
refreshed.
Ready now to put the spotlight on, I hope it's a woodpecker. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Jones. You remember me? I'm President Lois Spike Jones, Bank of New York. We still think there's nobody like you, thank goodness. We got 8,649 members, and they all love you and sent me here to tell you, and my name is Georgie.
Yes, Georgie, I know. And I suppose you've got another poem?
Yeah. Boy, I sure can think them up.
You what?
I said I sure can think them up.
Well, that's one way of putting it. All right, Georgie, let's hear the poem, huh?
Mercy Bow Cup. To Spike Jones. You know in Philadelphia how popular Scrapple is? That's how popular you are in Indianapolis. People love your face with its jutting jaws because it reminds them of a pair of swinging doors. Your Cupid's bow lips are cute as a sparrow, and your nose hangs over them just like an arrow. I compare your face and the strength in its features to a good strong patch on the seat of my breeches. I thank you.
Thanks, Spike. That kid sure writes good poems. You ought to reward him.
Yeah, I'll give him a doorknob.
Why a doorknob?
Well, I don't think he should have anything sharp. Now the spotlight turns to Dorothy Shay, and her song is, what is this thing called? Love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? Heart and threw it away. That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love?
Thank you, Dorothy, and while we're all pondering that question, I see a very popular young man approaching. He and Nelson Eddy make their money in the same racket. Nelson Eddy makes more money, and this young man makes more racket. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. For my song tonight, I have selected Francis Craig's very popular ballad, Beg Your Pardon. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice, music maestro Eddie Pipps, if you please. Thank you, fine. If I lose my head, I'll look pretty silly walking around with no head. If I lose my lead, choose my bed. No. If I lose my head, beg your pardon. What a guy. Gets his head cut off and then apologizes like for it. Well, no. Oh, pardon me. If I lose my head, beg your pardon for things that I've said. Peg your pardon, bard your pagan, wear a leggin. No, who's not Megan? Stop your begging. You're too old to beg. You ought to steal. Personally, I don't steal things. I just find them before they're lost. Why should I worry the way that I do when you're in no hurry to yet me la boo, to bet me a two, to fall in the stew, no, to paint me with blue, no, to tie up my shoe, no. Speaking of shoes, my shoes are for sale. In fact, they're half sold already. Half sold already? That's a killer.
To let me love you, I'll try for a kiss in the garden. And if I should miss, I'll feel like a fool if I kiss a tree instead.
Or maybe I miss and kiss a cactus. You get the point, huh? Pretty sharp, a cactus. Pretty sharp. I get worse.
And if I should miss, beg your pardon, but if some sunny day you'll let me have my way down south in the land of cotton, cotton, cotton.
Sounds like a laundry. You know, I used to have a job in the laundry. It was an eagle laundry, but I got fired. I couldn't wash eagles.
That's a killer. You'll let me have my way. I don't have bootay. No, I won't have to pay. No. I'll jump in the bay. No.
I'll eat up some hay. Hay? That's what they feed the horses.
Horses?
And there they go. It's Squeaky Evelyn in front. Pat Trajan is second. Linda and Winnetta are close. And Strip Teaser is showing plenty. Beg your pardon.
Superb, Professor. The Harmoniers, Dorothy Shay, and the Slickers peek into the slang dictionary and come up with Jeepers Creepers, Goody Goody, and Oh by Jingle.
Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, I'll get 'em. How'd you get so little? Gosh, I'll get 'em. How can you get that size, golly gee? When you turn those ears on, woe is me. Got to put my cheers on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, I'm hypnotized. Where'd you get those eyes?
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, so you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Well, hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. A goody, goody for her, and goody, goody for me. I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Thank you.
This is Myron Wallace, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here is Spike and Dorothy.
It's been a real pleasure to play before the International Harvester Company.
Oh, we all agree on that. Say, Spike, when we get to Detroit, are you going to call your old girlfriend?
No, Dorothy. The last time I went to see her, I brought along a book on how to make love.
And what happened?
Well, I turned to page one, and it said, take her in your arms. I did. Then I turned to page two. It said, hold her close. So I did. Then she turned the lights off. Well, I turned the light on again.
Why did you turn the lights on again?
How else could I see what it said on page three? Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
And when you're on the job tomorrow, we suggest that you work refreshed. Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review with Mel Torme's guest for the song he does in the picture Good News. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday at this same CBS station with Percy Faith, Jane Froman, and your host, Roger Fryer. Spike Jones and the City Slickers begin a two-week engagement tomorrow at the Music Hall in Detroit. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.